They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women to follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from the pious women of Islam. The pious women of Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, you're watching the series The Pious Women of Islam, in which we cover the seerah of our righteous predecessors, of our pious women in Islam, whose seerah is a landmark for us to follow, from whose seerah we try to derive madani pearls and try to implement them into our lives. We learn about our righteous predecessors, about our pious women of Islam. Before carrying any further, let's first of all listen to a blessing of reciting Durood-e-Pak, sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. On page number 10 of the book Faizan-e-Mi'raj, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat Islami, there's a very beautiful narration mentioned in regards to reciting Durood-e-Pak, sending peace and salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Therefore, it is narrated that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated that send durood upon me in abundance on Friday, because this is the day of Hadri, that on this day angels they descend, they present themselves. Whosoever recites durood upon me, their durood is presented upon me, and it is presented upon me until he keeps on reciting. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu inquired, he humbly asked in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that even after your apparent passing away from this world, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, even after my passing away, undoubtedly Allah azza wa jal has made it haram upon the earth to consume, to eat the bodies of anbiya ikram, of the blessed prophets alayhi musallatu salam. Therefore, the prophets of Allah are alive and they are provided with sustenance, with rizq. So my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, if we also want to be among those whose names are presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who want to be among those whose salawat, whose salutations, whose Durood-e-Pak is presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then we should also try our utmost to recite Durood, send peace and salutations upon Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in abundance on the day of Friday. Now, when does the day of Friday begin? Let's also learn this. On Thursday, as soon as the sun sets, as soon as the sun sets on Thursday, the night between Thursday and Friday starts. So this time, from the sunset of Thursday up until the sunset of Friday, these 24 hours will deem to be the day of Friday. So we shall make a habit of reciting Durood-e-Pak in abundance from the sunset of Thursday up until the sunset of Friday. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, in the early days of Islam, when Muslims, they were very few in numbers, disbelievers, the pagans, they were oppressed and tyrannized them severely through various means. They would torture them immensely and try their utmost to make sure that Muslims, they deviate away from Islam and come back to the fake religion which they were following before. Because in those days, it was very early days of Islam, So they, at that time, would have thought, they probably would have thought that these Muslims who are embracing Islam at this time, they are very new in embracing Islam. So they tried their utmost, they tried whatever they could to make them deviate away from Islam. But all their efforts, they went into vain. They tried their utmost to eradicate Islam from the face of the earth. They did whatever they could, whatever was in their power. They went to the maximum extent to try to eradicate Islam, to abolish Islam from the face of the earth. But the will, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was different. Therefore, all the efforts of eradicating Islam went in vain and Islam kept flourishing. The flag of Islam kept hoisting higher and higher. What can be said about the hidden decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that those who tried their utmost to eradicate Islam from its roots, it was from their houses that Islam grew by leaps and bounds. So a lot of those people who initially tried their utmost, did everything, whatever was in their power to eradicate Islam from its roots, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Islam flourish from their houses as well. This is the hidden decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Sufyan Sakhr bin Harb Umavi was also among the leaders of Quraysh. And he led disbelievers in many battles against Islam. Even his household, they were not left deprived from the luminosity of Islam. Allah Azza wa Jal opened up the heart of his daughter, the heart of the daughter of Abu Sufyan, who was the leader of the disbelievers of Quraysh at one time. He was that who led them in various battles against Islam. Even his daughter, she was not left deprived from the luminosity of Iman, luminosity of Islam. What was her name? Her name was Ramla. And she abandoned the false religion of her forefathers and became Muslim with her husband, Ubaidullah bin Jahash. Upon this, she radiallahu ta'ala anha became among As-Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon Sahaba. Who were As-Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon? These were those fortunate companions who embraced Islam in the very early days of Islam and bore all the hardships, all the severities that Muslims, they went through by disbelievers. And they remained steadfast and abstinent upon the tyrannies and oppressions that disbelievers, they inflicted upon Muslims. And because they bore all those hardships and calamities and remained steadfast on the right path, that's why they are titled with this specific title, As-Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon, and their dignity, their rank is a lot higher than other companions who are not from As-Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon. So the daughter of Abu Sufyan also became among As-Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon. Then Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, after witnessing how difficult the circumstances had become for Muslims to survive in Makkah al-Mukarramah, then Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam ordered Muslims twice to migrate to Ethiopia. So among those who migrated to Ethiopia for the second time were also Hazrat Sayyidatuna Ramlah radiyallahu ta'ala anha and her husband Ubaidullah bin Jahash. And after going to Ethiopia, they started leading an abstinent life. This Hazrat Sayyidatuna Ramlah radiyallahu ta'ala anha is also known as Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha. This is a patronymic, and today our topic is also about Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So we will come back to the introduction in a little while. So Hazrat Sayyidatuna Ramlah radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who is also known as Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she migrated to Ethiopia when Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam commanded for the second time to migrate to Ethiopia. Now, after going in Ethiopia, they started to live a peaceful life, an abstinent and pious life. All of a sudden, her life completely turned around. The life of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Ramla radiyallahu ta'ala anha, it completely turned around. She once saw a very scary dream. In her dream, she saw her husband, Ubaidullah bin Jahash, in a very scary shape. She became extremely worried about this and said to herself that definitely his state of his heart has changed. In the morning, when she woke up, he said to her that, O Ummi Habiba, I have contemplated a lot upon the matter of religion, and I have come to the conclusion that my previous religion is the right one. So I have gone back to my previous religion. Ma'azallah. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Ummi Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha's heart, it sunk into sorrow and explained him a lot, tried to persuade him a lot to revert back to Islam, but that was of no use. He didn't listen to her. Now he started to remain drunk most of the time and eventually died in the same state as a disbeliever, as an apostate. So we seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we seek forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He azza wa jal makes us live on Iman, and He azza wa jal makes us die on Iman as well. Iman is the biggest treasure, is the biggest wealth that anyone can possess. And at the time of death, Iman is the most fundamental asset that we need to possess. So we shall always supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ya Allah azza wa jal, whatever happens, just keep our Iman intact at the time of Naz'ah, at the time when our soul is captured, as we do not know what is going to be our state. We've seen Ubaidullah bin Jahash that after embracing Islam, he returned back to his previous religion, and ma'adallah, summa ma'adallah, he died on the same religion. Now, after this, you can imagine how heartbroken Hazrat Sayyidatuna Ummi Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha would be. That at once, she was already severely worried and she was severely anxious and distressed upon the fact that her husband has gone back to the previous religion. And then all of a sudden he passes away. Just imagine, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, she was in the land of Ethiopia. She was far away from her homeland. All her loved ones, all her relatives, they had gone against her because she embraced Islam. And her own father was among the leaders of Quraysh. He was among those who led disbelievers against Muslims in various wars. Her father was the one who tried his utmost to eradicate Islam from the face of the earth. He had become one of the most staunch enemies of Islam. So she had no support, no help in terms of her relatives. Who could have she turned up to? So in all the, in this distressed time, in these severe circumstances, she radiallahu ta'ala anha still remained steadfast, remained patient, remained perseverant, and remained pleased on the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She radiallahu ta'ala anha displayed such example of patience and abstinence, which is an example for us to follow, even in such circumstances. Today, a smallest of the calamity befalls upon us, and we forget everything and exceed all the limits of modesty. We start mourning and wailing in front of everyone, forgetting that pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in remaining patient upon the calamities that befall upon us. And from the seerah of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Ummi Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha, we learn that she radiallahu ta'ala anha remained patient and abstinent upon the toughest of the trials that she faced. Now, in such circumstances, we can imagine what difficult times she was going through. But despite these severe tests and difficult circumstances, she radiallahu ta'ala anha remained worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remained steadfast on Islam, and did not move away from the right path. Days and nights kept passing by, and now she radiallahu ta'ala anha sees another dream. She sees that someone called her with the title of Ummul Mu'mineen. So in her dream, she sees someone calling her Ummul Mu'mineen. When she woke up, she interpreted this dream that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will marry me. So she radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now these blessed personalities were also so knowledgeable that they could interpret their own dreams as well. This is the special blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is bestowed upon them. That after seeing this dream, she interpreted this dream herself that this means Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would marry her. Now how this marriage took place, that in Dhul Hijjah al-Haram, 6th Hijri, when Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wrote letters to various kings to embrace Islam, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wrote two letters to the king of Ethiopia, Ashama Najashi. One letter contained the invitation towards Islam, and there were also few verses, few ayahs of Holy Quran written in it. And the second letter contained the instructions to marry Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha to him. The king embraced Islam, and the command of marrying Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha was also fulfilled. It is narrated that as soon as he received the letter of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, out of respect, out of dignity, out of reverence, he straight away sat on the floor. He embraced Islam and he carried out the command of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha was married to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The king, he conveyed this message to Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she radiallahu ta'ala anha happily accepted to be married to Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And why wouldn't she be, as this was the biggest of the honors, biggest of the privileges, to be married to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And because of this, then she radiallahu ta'ala anha became famous with the title of Ummul Mu'mineen, Mother of Believers. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear son, brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Ummul Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha was born 17 years before the declaration of the prophethood of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Makkah al-Mukarramah in the house of Abu Sufyan. According to a famous narration, her name is Ramla. Her blessed father's name is Sakhr. He was more famous with his patronymic Abu Sufyan. So her father's name was Sakhr, but he was most famous with his patronymic Abu Sufyan. Her mother's name is Safiya. She is the paternal auntie of Amirul Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyiduna Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So, the mother of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha is a paternal auntie of Amirul Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Her patronymic is Habiba, and she is more famous with her patronymic instead of her name. So her real name was Ramla, but her patronymic, her kunniyat was Habiba. So she is mostly known with her kunniyat, with her patronymic, which is Habiba. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ummul Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidatuna Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha belonged to the most noble tribe of Arab, Quraysh. More specifically, her tribe was a sub-branch of Quraysh, Banu Umayya. Moreover, her father was among the leaders of Quraysh during the era of ignorance, during pre-Islamic era. Due to this, her family was considered to be among the most respected families. From her family as well, various people embraced Islam and were blessed with the privilege of being titled as Sahaba, as companions. Few names to mention are her father Abu Sufyan, who was also leader of Quraysh. So in the early days, he was against Islam, but then he embraced Islam and became a companion, became a Sahabi. Furthermore, Hazrat Muawiyah bin Abu Sufyan, he was her foster brother and is among those companions who had the honor of writing down a wahi, a revelation that was revealed upon Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What a dignified Sahabi. He was blessed with the privilege of writing down a wahi, a revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasalam. Then Hazrat Sayyiduna Utbah bin Abu Sufyan, he was another foster brother of Umayyah Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and he was the brother of Hazrat Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Then Hazrat Yazid bin Abu Sufyan, he was also her foster brother who embraced Islam on the day of the conquest of Makkah. There are total 65 ahadith that are narrated by Ummul Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Two out of them are muttafaq alayh, meaning those ahadith are mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim both. One is only in Muslim Sharif, and remaining ahadith are in the different books of ahadith. Among those who narrated ahadith from Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha, you would find great personalities such as her daughter Hazrat Sayyidatuna Habiba binte Ubaidullah, her brothers Sayyiduna Muawiyah and Sayyiduna Utbah, her nephew Sayyiduna Abu Sufyan bin Sa'id Thaqafi, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Safiya binte Shayba, and Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab binte Umme Salma radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Loving someone is such an action that leads you to obey the beloved. When you're drowned in the love of your beloved, then you reach the pinnacle in obeying your beloved. Similarly, blessed companions alayhim ridwan loved Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to such an extent that they couldn't see disobedience of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. They would go to any extent to fulfill the command of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In the same relation, let's witness how Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha obeyed Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When the news of demise of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiyallahu ta'ala anha came from Syria, who was her father, then on the third day, Ummul Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked for yellow color and rubbed it on her cheeks and on her wrist, and said, I was not in need of it if I had not heard Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saying that it is not permissible for the woman who believes in Allah azza wa jal and the Day of Judgment that she performs the soak, that she carries on being saddened upon the death of anyone for more than 3 days except for her husband. So this was the passion that she possessed to fulfill the command of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that even upon the death of her father, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha, on the third day, she called for a yellow color and rubbed her cheeks and her wrists. Why? Just to fulfill the command of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, saying that she was not in need of this had she not heard Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam saying that it is not ja'iz, permissible, it is not halal for the woman who believes in Allah Azza wa Jal and the Day of Judgment keep showing her sadness upon the death of anyone except for her husband for more than 3 days. So my dear son, brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know what a passion Sahaba Akram alayhim wa ridwan, and especially our mother, mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umme Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha, possessed to obey Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Even in these severe circumstances, when her father passed away, straight away after the third day, what was she overpowered with? She still had the passion to fulfill the command of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So, she was already grief-stricken with the fact that her father has passed away. You can imagine what a state a person would be as soon as his parents pass away, his father passes away. But for Sayyidatuna Umme Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha, it was her father who had passed away. Just imagine that she was already grief-stricken, but as soon as the third day passed, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha prioritized the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam over the state in which she was. And straight away, she followed the command of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and she expressed it that she is obeying Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, otherwise she was not in need of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of these personalities, give us, the sinful ummatis as well, the passion to follow and obey Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as well. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha had the privilege of staying in the company of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam for around 4 years. Then the most severest of the calamities befell upon everyone. It was that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam passed away apparently from this world. After the severe and tragic event, she radiyallahu ta'ala anha remained alive for around 34 years. Then she radiyallahu ta'ala anha, our mother of believers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Habiba binte Abu Sufyan radiyallahu ta'ala anha passed away in the reign of Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anha in 44 Hijri. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest of blessings upon the blessed shrine of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and may we all be forgiven without accountability for her sake. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So today, my dear son, brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, we've covered the seerah of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Umm Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha. We learn from her seerah that what a great passion she had to remain perseverant, to remain patient upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon the right path, upon Sirat-e Mustaqim, on Islam. And in every circumstance, she remained steadfast on Islam. She did not leave Islam. So whenever we are facing any severe trials, any testing times which befall upon us, we shall keep the seerah of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha in view. Because normally, when any calamity befalls upon us, we start mourning, we start wailing, and all of a sudden, ma'adallah, sometimes we go to another extent of ma'adallah, saying such things which we shall not be saying. At times, people say such things in shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are not appropriate. So whenever any kind of calamity befalls upon us, we shall keep the seerah of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Umm Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha in view, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to follow into the footsteps of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Umm Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women to follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from the pious women of Islam. The pious